You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. As always, joined by Mark Sheldon, a Reds beat writer. And Mark, good place to start, I think, is going back to our colleague Anthony Kastrovich's New Year's resolutions for each of the clubs. And for the Reds, he came up with for 2015 to be one of the few teams who simultaneously rebuild and reload. I think he means rebuild and contend in the same year. Do you go with that one, or do you have another one?
I think it's just the year that they are trying really hard to keep a window open of contending and trying not to do too much, but also not giving up. They're really in a tight spot. They've kind of backed themselves into a corner with some of these big contracts they have. They don't want to write off the season. They also know that they have a lot of players with track records that when healthy and when productive can keep this team going very strong. So they are doing some interesting things this winter, and we'll see if it pays off. Well, it's going to be a very, very hotly contested division.
Well, when last we were all together at the winter meetings in San Diego, you were one of the guys that got slammed on the way out the door with a lot of work with the one day in which Walt Jocketty traded both Matt Latos and Alfredo Simon. Looking at the return in those deals, is there a guy from either of those that really jumps out and excites people? I guess probably the closest guy would be Dee Scafani from the Marlins.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of non-Reds baseball people, and the two names that did stand out were Dee Scafani and Eugenio Suarez, the shortstop they got from the Tigers. Dee Scafani can possibly go in the rotation this season. He's a top 10 prospect according to MLB.com, and we'll see. There's going to be some battles for the number 4 and number 5 rotation spots, and he's definitely in the mix. Suarez, who has had limited major league experience thus far, and I think is what considered maybe an average or slightly above average glove in the field, but he had some good minor league years, and I think he could be a guy that, if at least in the beginning, could be a backup shortstop to Zach Cozart, but he's definitely someone that Cozart can keep an eye on, and this could help him. This will be a good chance to have some depth there, and competition always brings out some of the best results.
Yeah, I got to see Suarez a lot last year with the Tigers and talked to Omar Vizquel about him, who was coaching the Tigers and worked with him. Very excited about his potential. And he's a guy in short bursts has really hit, too. So I agree that definitely an interesting guy. Listening to Walt after he made those trades, he talked about, hating to give up, that pitching talent, but knowing he had to do something and that this would kind of clear the decks to give him some flexibility to be more aggressive later on. And the move that's happened since then, the addition of Marlon Byrd to play left field, a guy that hit 25 home runs last year with the Phillies and seems like a nice short-term fit for the Reds lineup despite 185 strikeouts last year. But he's an $8 million guy. The Phillies are reportedly paying half of that salary. Did you think it might be a bigger move, or was this kind of what you saw them angling towards, something like this?
I thought they were going to go with a higher on-base percentage guy, but in terms of the kind of guy they got and for the length they have him, this does check the box that they wanted and that I expected. They really didn't want to go long-term with anyone, knowing that Jesse Winker was around the corner within a year or so. Yorman Rodriguez, excuse me. But I also think it's one of those moves. I think it could be, if Marlon Byrd is doing what he did at the end of 2 years ago in Pittsburgh and what he did last year for the Phillies, it could be a big payoff for the Reds. But he is 37 years old. He hasn't got a lot of experience in left field lately. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. And, of course, the strikeout thing does loom. He said he's going to be working on some things to improve on that, and we'll see what happens. one of the things the Reds really do need, though, is a guy that can get on base, and it makes you kind of wonder what they're going to do with the top part of the order, like the number two spot and the number three spot, how that's going to play off, because they need to have guys on base for Marlon Byrd to drive in.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, a lineup that's going to be looking for big bounce-back years from Brandon Phillips and Joey Votto probably have as much to do with how the Reds turn out in 2015 as any of these moves they make to add. Looking at their rotation and how, you know, they clear strength of the team, the depth of the starting pitchers now kind of, and really you could say traded away, but really kind of an inevitable economic casualty. You could see that coming. Wondered about the health of Homer Bailey after flexor surgery, and it seems like, along with, not that they're, exactly, the coverage's not there when you still have Johnny Cueto and Mike Leake, but what's the outlook for Bailey? It seems like it's been a nice, quiet winter for him in his recovery from that flexor surgery.
Yeah, I talked to Homer about a month ago at Reds Fest, and he was very optimistic. He said felt like he was about a week and a half ahead of schedule. He's been working out at home in Texas at a rehab clinic with a guy, and he's been happy with the results. He's kind of had to forego all his usual off the grid hunting activities and all that stuff with the bow. He's a bow hunter, and he can't do that right now, which is good for the Reds in the sense that he's been able to focus 100% on getting his arm ready. And so far, so good. The question right now is whether he'll be ready for opening day or not, and it's going to be close probably because of that type of procedure, but they don't expect, or at least when they went off for the offseason, they didn't expect that it would be long into the 2015 season that maybe he misses a start or two, but maybe he's ready, and it's one of those things. They'll have to wait and see how it comes out in spring training, but right now he's feeling like he's on schedule, and he was preparing to start throwing right after Christmas, so we'll see how he looks come February.
It seems like just across the board in Major League Baseball, there's still some big moves to be made, not just free agent signings, but maybe a trade or two. And you do hear nationally people throwing Aroldis Chapman's name into that mix. Is that just grabbing a name and throwing it on the wall, or do you think that's something that, for the right package, Walt Jocketty could potentially in the short run?
I think it's more of a name throwing against. It's a hot name, of course, but I guess they would have to be so blown away by the offer to even consider it. Because again, they're in it to win it this year, and people have speculated the Reds were going to sell off or they were going to do all these things, and they held tight at July 31st when it would have been a prime time to trade a guy like Chapman or Cueto, and they didn't do anything in the off season to this point. I just think if they're looking to contend and they're saying they're contending, and I believe that when they say it, Chapman's got to be part of that picture for now. And then, of course, though, if things go south and don't go well in the first half of the season, I think anything could happen. And Chapman would be somebody I would definitely consider looking to trade if they're not contending, because that'll be the time that signals, okay, it's time to really rebuild. And right now they haven't really done that. That's not something that the ownership wants to do. And so it's hard for them to make that decision to say, all right, they're going to trade Cueto or trade Chapman or trade Jay Bruce. That's just not something that they can do and still hope to contend. And they want to contend.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they think they can contend really with, the high-end guys they have in the middle of the lineup, the front of the rotation, Chapman as the closer? I mean, this is a team, I think it's been a bit of an off-season whipping boy for national analysts that kind of in a hurry to see it torn down and built back with young players. But, a team that hasn't really reached the destination you thought it might have had, going back to that series, that playoff series against the Giants when they were one hit away from moving on to the NLCS and couldn't get it. More kind of and wrap it up, looking at the Reds in winter ball, performance that jumped out. Felix Perez, left-handed hitter, born in Cuba, an older minor leaguer, all-star in the International League last year. just having a huge winter in Venezuela, hitting 360, nine homers, 965 OPS. Tough for a left-handed hitter, left-handed hitting outfield first baseman to crack that core. But what do you make of his big winner?
Well, he's a guy that's been in the organization now going back to 2010. He's a guy that he does pretty well. He's been with AAA Louisville now for about four seasons. So you got to wonder if he'll ever get a look in the big leagues. He hasn't been one of those guys that they've really looked at. But one thing the Reds do need right now is, and if they can't find one in the open market, they really do need a guy that can come off the bench and give them a home run here or there and hit well. They also could use a backup first baseman because, with Joey Votto's situation, although they expect him to be ready, you just never know. They use Brian Pena there and Todd Frazier, but I think they'd like to not do that as much. So he could be a guy, in my mind, and not into spitballing, that could fill that role if they weren't able to find anyone else. But I'd be wondering if he comes to spring training and gets a little bit of a look.
Well, that sounds great, Mark. Appreciate it. This is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extra Cincinnati Reds Edition for Mark Shelton. Thanks for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.